Blog Talk Radio.
Catholics have seen it on the news, on Facebook, blog posts, other media outlets, that this parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, would have such a scandal in it. And because only a few Christian soldiers really put on the face, today, sad things happened. Some very sad things happened. And just so I have more time, I'm going to go ahead and play this song. And once we come back, we'll turn this song into our reflection about what really happened today at the parade. So now, as many of you know, one of the true Christian defenders and soldiers out there is Michael Morris, my good friend, who recently I wrote a blog post about, saying that the church, if we had more people like Michael Morris, the church would be in much better care. Let's listen to what Michael Morris had to say after he had a little mishap with Cardinal Dolan today at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City.
Hello, everyone. Michael Voris here for ChurchMilitant.tv, coming to you from the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade here in New York, where today we got an opportunity to ask Cardinal Dolan about the scandal that he is creating by being Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade that has active, open, homosexual groups marching in it.
Good to be with you all. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Chairman, do you have anything to say to loyal Catholics and find what you're doing here a great scandal to the faith?
No, come on in. We'd love to have you. All right.
It's not really an answer, Your Eminence.
Thank you.
As Cardinal Dolan turned away from not answering our question, one of his handlers elbowed me in the stomach, and within less than a minute, another fellow came by and grabbed both me and my camera, Matt Pearson, and dragged us and pushed us out of the little scrum, the press scrum that was developing. And as you can see here in this video, it wasn't a very friendly scene.
Do you have a press pass, sir?
No, that's not from New York City. You have to leave.
We don't need that.
You do. I said you do. You with him?
Officer,
help me with this.
We're not resisting.
You don't have press pass.
We're not resisting.
Out.
We're walking. Which way do you want us to go?
All right.
We're walking.
You rolling on that whole thing?
Now, of course, all of this is because of these active homosexual groups. The parade has never had a problem with somebody being a homosexual or having a homosexual orientation marching in the parade, as long as what they're marching, the banner they're marching under, has something to do with the Irish heritage. But in this case, for the first time ever, there are two groups marching in the parade that are identifying themselves openly and publicly as homosexuals. This, of course, has nothing to do with Catholic culture or Irish culture, and that's the very problem that people have been very upset with, and the reason why so many people have been wondering, what is Cardinal Dolan thinking? Now, stay tuned. We're going to have another report later on in the day wrapping up events here, but as for now, you deal with the Church of Nice, and the Church of Nice ain't so nice. Reporting to you from the corner of 53rd and 5th Avenue at the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade here in New York, Michael Voris for ChurchMilitant.tv.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you, Michael, for that clip. The Church of Nice is not so nice. Here we are, folks. You know, this always seems to happen. We know that something like this is going to happen. We do little or nothing at all. Then it happens. We all spasm and freak out. Right? We're having people who denounce the faith come in and be in our St. Patrick's Day Parade. If you didn't catch what was happening there in that little clip, where it kind of got fuzzy. Michael had asked Cardinal Dolan, what do you have to say to these Catholics that think what you're doing here is a scandal? And he said, come on in. So he did not answer the question at all. And then some security came and got Michael and the cameraman, pushed him in the way, bumped him in the side, and kicked him out. The security guard went on to ask if Michael had a press pass, in which Michael did have a press pass, but the security guard came along and said that, according to the security guard's rules, it was not allowed. Not today. You're not allowed to use that press pass. So they were kicked out for simply asking something that we should have all asked 3 months ago. If you have nothing to relate this to, relate it to something pro-life, perhaps. St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City bans pro-life banner saying, choose life. So we're taking out our own Catholic faith. We're taking our Catholic faith and we're saying, not today. We're not going to do that today. That's not coming through. We don't want that stuff here. Right? I just saw this comment from Judy, who's listening in here. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus said so. As 100%, 110% correct. There. And if you are sitting here listening to this show and you're like, well, we let some gays into our group, we kick these things out that we've always supported as Catholics, and you're still not seeing the point, sum it up, I am ashamed of what Cardinal Dolan has done. This is sad and pathetic. For someone who so many Christians look at, not even, I mean, Catholics look at him for one, and how many other Christians, Catholics in the United States, turn to Cardinal Dolan and say, Cardinal Dolan, as being an American and being a Christian, I'm going to look for you for resources from the Catholic Church. But the church is open to all sinners, even the fools or those who are not normal, who choose to advertise their sins. They even pray for them, for they know not what they do. With enough prayer, the next parade will carry banners saying, healed from homosexuality. See what's going on here. Is we have all these young Catholics, 20 years and older, who are going to see this happen and be like, Cardinal Dolan supports gays and homosexuality. I guess that's a new teaching in the church. Oh boy, where could this go wrong? There's like 1,000 roads, and none of them are going in the right way. And sadly, folks, they don't deal with their own sins, but love to point out their actions of others. And as you know, being the Grand Marshal is not a sin. If Jesus would have been the Grand Marshal, he may have allowed homosexuality. And you know, we always go back to that, what would Jesus do? But the banner should not have been allowed, and the pro-life group should have been allowed. Next year, I'm starting to wonder if we have atheist banners hanging in the parade. Cardinal Dolan, the Grand Marshal, had nothing to say except Catholics, true defenders of the faith. All Cardinal Dolan had to say was, come in. Come on in. That's what he said. So if we take his little comment here as he's saying, come on in to the church, we'll welcome you. Or is he saying, come on in to this scandal. Come on in to this terrible, terrible thing that the church does not approve of. And that the church says so many bad things about. What will we ever do? Who do we follow in times of this unsure awareness? We have to look and pray next year, we all better be praying now. Because Jesus left the 99 to go find the one. And here, at this parade, that one was trying to help the 99. Scandal this was. We sat back and thought, all the other faithful Catholics will get a hold of this. Let me just sit back and relax a while. Where the church will be in 10 years, I hope and pray it's back to tradition. God bless you all. But bless St. Patrick's Day. You know, pray for those people who will not end tonight in such a great note, perhaps going out to a bar and dying, texting and drinking and driving. All that is possible tonight. St. Patrick, patron of Ireland, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Onward, Christian soldier. To read my latest blog and to read other blogs about the Catholic Church and uprising trends, meditations, saint of the day, much more, go to www.catholicdesk.weebly.com. God bless you all. And please, start praying tonight for next St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Onward, Christian soldier.